They have plush staircases.
I know. I almost got you one at TJ Maxx yesterday. Is that where you saw it?
TJ Maxx.
Yeah, just for when she's a puppy.
But I'm thinking, but Gibbs was, the best thing about Gibbs was that she would never get on furniture unless she was invited. So I don't know if I start having her sleep with me.
That's a lot of dog hair.
That's a lot of dog hair.
And you are hairy too. You leave a lot of hair in a bed too.
She'd probably think I'm her.
You're hairy too.
Mm-hmm. I don't like dog hair.
I'm getting hairier too. You ever notice that? Yeah.
Are you taking testosterone or something?
No, I just think it comes with age.
You get more hair with age? Mm-hmm. I think you get more hair in your ears with age.
Not just
your
ears.
Not your nose and your eyebrows.
Oh, my nose. I'm still looking for a nice nose trimmer because the...
How many do you have right now? Rough count. How many nose trimmers?
You know how many nose trimmers I have.
About 12.
About 12. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's probably
Do you have
true.
A good nose hair trimmer?
No, he's not a hair. Look at him. The most hair he has is on his head.
I don't have any music ready. Should I get some music ready?
I don't know.
Does anybody give a shit anymore about this podcast?
Is
anybody?
Wrong if I like yank him out of my nose?
I do that. I have one crazy one in my right nostril come out.
It's kind of disgusting.
It makes me sneeze. She's almost as hairy as I am. That's all I'm going to say.
Where?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. She's Italian.
Speaking of, I just made my first waxing appointment.
Ooh.
For everything? Oh, that's Mm-mm. right.
Underarms and bikini. Did you know that there are three different kinds of waxing for your giny area? Mm-hmm. Your giny area. There's three different styles, fashions. I don't know. Hmm.
Three different types of wax?
Well, where they put the wax and where they leave the hair. It's just different size. There's different styles.
And where they leave
the
hair.
Yeah, so this is, and there was a lady, Naked Monkey is where I go. Mm-hmm. And she was not from the United States. And her accent made me giggle because when she said labia, I thought I was going to drive off the road.
Oh my gosh. Is that what we're doing? Hi, I'm Chick McGee, and we're off the air. Okay, what?
Somebody's phone ringing.
You didn't plug it in.
I didn't plug it in. Okay. Hi, I'm Chick McGee, and we're off the air. It's still really low. Why is it so low?
Turn it up on your phone.
Motherfucker. Hang on. Take three.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to, Jason, this
Ready.
Is going to be take three. Do you hear me?
Take three. And go.
Hi, I'm Chick McGee, and we're off the air.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to get it this time. I promise you.
You could fuck up a one-man parade right now.
Or what did my dad say? You can fuck up an anvil with a rubber hammer.
What else did I used to hear? You could.
Hi, I'm off the air. I'm Chick McGee. Is that how we do this?
You nailed it.
I love this song. This is Mike Doty. Hi, Jess.
Hey.
Your man won't dance, but I will. Hi, Jason.
Can we just listen to this whole song?
Sure.
What's the name of it?
This is Na Na Nothing from Mike Doty. What do we have to do to get Doty on the... he's very active on Twitter right now.
He's on tour. I was looking at his routing. I'm going to...
We need to...
See if he can't swing through here.
Yeah. You like the Mike Doty, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
Looking on Twitter. What are you doing?
Are you looking up the different...
No, I was going to tell you guys. I learned on my phone call with the foreign person... She had an accent.
Oh, you were on the phone with her.
I had to call her today and make my appointment.
It's the monkey, right?
It's the Naked Monkey.
Is it the one that talks really loud?
The lady that talks loud?
Yeah.
No, she didn't talk loud.
She has an accent?
She has an accent.
She talks loud when she leaves voicemails.
Oh, really? No, yeah. So she was like, well, what? So I'm doing my underarms. And then she said, and then I said, and then I need a bikini wax. And she was like, a bikini wax or a French wax.
Is that where they hold their tongue out while they're doing it?
No.
Sorry.
Or a Brazilian wax.
Okay, Brazilian is the Kardashian.
So she says. So bikini is literally just what's visible under from your you know, out your underwear.
The bikini spiders.
It
looks like
yes.
Daddy Long Leg hairs coming out of your.
Ew.
Did you heard that?
No.
Yeah, bikini spiders, right?
Mm-hmm. I have heard that.
I've never heard that.
And then the
French, yes, it's very gross. And then the French is a little off the top, is what she said. A little off the top, and then the sides basically to your labia, I guess, is what she when she said. I don't know what
now,
she
how
said.
Did
she said labia, and I can't. I don't know.
You can't recreate it.
No, I can't.
Labia.
Yeah. No, I don't know what it was. And then Brazilian is no hair front to rear.
Wow.
I take it all.
That's not gonna. It can't feel good.
No, I can't. I'm scared to death because I had laser hair removal on my bikini area. And she said that I have the option to leave landing strip or not. Is there not a more technical term for that piece of hair that you decide to leave there? Landing strip? Is it landing strip just because of the shape, or is it landing strip because something is going to land there?
No, I think it's landing strip because that's the shape, not that
you're
anticipating a landing.
Then why don't you just say rectangle?
Because landing strip paints a picture. I mean, that's...
But whenever somebody says a landing strip, I feel like you have to shave little dots so that you know which lane to be in.
See, now that's... But that's a landing strip is like a little on the top and down both sides and...
Yeah.
Right? So, but I...
If that's the case, you need to install some lights too,
right?
Right?
Yeah.
And get you two of those orange flashlights.
Those orange flare things. Yeah.
So. I don't know. I don't...
When wet.
I've been looking at easy.
Okay, sorry.
I've been looking at you know, I'm at the gym now. My neck is killing me. I'm just too strong now.
No, you're not.
I'm too fucking strong. No, but there's these guys who you can tell like wax everything.
Do they wax or shave?
I don't know what they're doing, but they ain't got no hair.
Well, I've never had a wax other than my eyebrows.
And I don't know what I would look like. I've been toying with the idea of shaving everything. Like everything.
What for?
Everything, Jason.
Everything.
Yeah, but I think the weird...
Your arms, that'd get weird.
The weirdest...
I shave my arms.
Because you have hairy arms.
You
can't even see my hair.
No, I had the hairiest arms. I had very hairy arms. Yeah. I have a very hairy patch above my ass, too.
That's not what I thought you were going to say.
No, but it is. It's true.
Oh, there was this
guy. I have a lot of hair. I used to, before we went on spring break one year, I had my friend Jesse. I was like, you have to nair my...
Jesse?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Jesse.
I have to nair my ass because I'll be embarrassed.
Does that hurt?
I had it done on, I had it on
nair?
The...
Nair?
Yeah.
No, I didn't do nair.
No, I don't think
so. You can only leave it on for so long,
it'll
right?
start to burn
okay.
if you leave it on too long because that's what...
But the hair just falls out.
When I was a kid, I was in fourth grade, and my dad's like, you can't shave your legs till middle school. And I was like, yeah. And my dad was like, okay, we're going to get
you. But you got hair early, right? Genetically, you're very hairy.
Yeah, in fourth grade, he was like, here's this. This is nair. This is what you need. Put it on your legs.
Yeah, fourth or fifth grade has been my...
That's been your experience?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For girls?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this guy at the gym...
shaves everything.
Yeah, but not only that, I'm pretty sure he purchased the wrong workout gear. I think he's got girls' workout gear.
Is he that small?
He's normal size,
or
so
is
I'm
it
guessing.
That tight?
The shorts are very
revealing.
Short and revealing, and what's the name
mushroom?
Of a top? I want to say T-back.
Can you see? Yeah,
he has one of those shirts.
I thought a T-back was a thong.
No, T-bottom is a thong, I think, right?
I don't know.
Anyway, this shirt, the
cut of the shirt is
yeah.
feminine. But tank tops are coming back for guys.
I guess.
My dad used to wear tank tops.
But it's like the middle in back. It's not a shirt like a tank top from armpit to armpit. It's like this cutaway for his...
Right. No, that's... But that's
that
what
a guy's
they wear.
Shirt?
It's a guy's shirt. It's a guy's shirt who wants... He wants everybody to see his body.
I guess...
Can you see his wing through his tight pants?
There's a machine I use for my arms, and right across there's another machine for arms. It's like a chest press, so you have to lean back in it.
You have to lean back, and your legs are spread.
And spread your legs.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're sitting across from him when he's doing that, he's comfortable with his entire body. Enjoy the show is what's going on there.
Mm.
Yeah. Quite. So you see the it looks like swim trunks too. I don't have any workout shorts like that.
That look like swim trunks?
Yeah. Are they they must be swim trunks, right?
What do you mean? Just the texture?
Do girl workout shorts, do they have?
You know my shorts. They feel like trunks.
Right, but do they have?
They're lined.
The white. Okay, they do have the white.
Like a Spanky. It covers your underwear.
Guys.
So you do wear underwear with it?
You wear underwear also.
Okay. Guys, so, workout shorts shouldn't be that way.
If I have.
And this guy has insert or a lining in his shorts.
But those are running shorts.
Those are running shorts.
Yeah, well, running shorts.
I'm totally unfamiliar with running. That's why I'm not.
We should take you to get some running shorts. You have good legs. You could wear good running shorts.
That's really short though. I don't.
I know that'll be so funny.
Hug them, nutties. Hug them.
He wore a pair of my underwear one time.
He looked like John Stockton. I did wear a pair. But the grannies though. The grannies were very big though. The granny panties that you had, or might still have. I don't know. Am I in trouble now?
Yeah, but the look of her face, it changed.
I don't have to go that far. They're not granny panties. They're sleeping underwear. They're for sleeping, okay? That's what I wear. I wear big underwear when I sleep because I don't like to wear bottoms.
Yes, ma'am.
Two podcasts ago, I believe, James Adomian.
James Adomian.
You know how uncomfortable I was when you two started talking about weight at the end of that one?
Why?
Ooh, why?
Gosh, it was like, oh, I don't know. It was awkward.
I haven't listened to it.
You don't listen to any of our podcasts.
Okay, I started to listen to the John Evans podcast last night when I was making dinner, and my 17-year-old sister, who lives with me now, she was, you listen to your own podcast? I go, do you listen to yours? No, because you don't have one. Shut up.
You think Spielberg watches his movies? Yes.
Then I turned it off because I felt stupid.
Anyway, I think I'm going to shave my body.
I'm just putting it out there. Yeah. Don't shave. Well, I mean, I guess if you're the only one that has to look at your balls, you can shave them, but... Shaved balls are ugly. Balls are ugly in general.
So you prefer them all hairy?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's
what about keeping a nice house? I mean, not shaving them down.
But you can trim it. You just don't have to, like, don't lose your...
It's incredibly difficult.
There's a reason there's hair down there, because it's not pretty without hair.
Well, what about this?
I disagree.
Why is that there?
What are we talking? Are we still talking about boys or girls?
No, that's not why it's there. Well, that's there for sweat. And it's actually, you know why you have hairs in your nose? To filter out the yucky stuff.
Sure.
That's what your vagina hair is for. I don't know what your ball hair is for.
What yucky stuff is?
I don't know.
I'm a big fan of the shave.
For pollutants. It keeps the pollutants out.
It's not a event. Is it?
No.
Pollutants. What are you, swimming across
the
channel?
It's not like the intake.
No, it's not. No, that's true.
I guess it intakes some things.
It intakes some things. Just not.
But not air.
No. Do they have filters for?
Well, that's what panties are, aren't they?
Filters for what?
Filters for your.
Giny?
Your butt. They have butt filters. Charcoal filters.
They have those underwear that if you fart, it doesn't smell, supposedly. It goes through a charcoal filter.
Are they charcoal filter?
Like the ones you put in your compost bin?
Well, yeah, I think so.
Is it when you're walking around doing nothing? It's like someone grilling?
You're going to smell something.
Just because I said charcoal doesn't mean it's going to smell like an outdoor grill.
It does, but a charcoal filter has a charcoal smell.
Charcoal doesn't smell like...
You know what? I'm gonna have to side with him on this because we have a new memory foam bed, okay? And the top layer is a charcoal layer. And
filter?
you don't smell. It's just for odor or whatever, you know. It's
really?
Probably a gimmick, but it doesn't smell like charcoal.
Can I ask you what brand of?
I know we got it from a place called Linen Spa, I believe.
Oh. That's where you're.
Did you order it from? Did you order it from Amazon?
I actually directly from Linen Spa.
No kidding.
Your guest bed.
My guest bed is the same bed Jason has.
Oh, okay.
My bed's the sleep number bed. We all know that.
You know, when you said Giny,
so
that word makes me smile. I don't laugh. I just smile every time you say it.
You think of someone named Regina, her nicknames? I guess it would be Gina, not Giny, right?
No.
Unless they're around you.
Regini?
We know a Gina. Nobody calls her Gina, do they?
No. No, I'm trying to think. I used to have a nickname for her. Oh, Gina the sperm cleaner. There you go. Sorry, that's what it was.
The sperm cleaner?
Cleaner.
Okay.
Are you sure that was
Gina,
the nickname?
The sperm cleaner. It's from a song. Yes. Yes. No.
Is this the email podcast? I keep worrying about how to title them now because I like your titles.
Stop talking about the titles.
I don't title them really. I usually just put the guest, maybe another word or two. But that's rare.
All right. Here's an email.
We're also just chill.
We're chilled.
We're chilled.
Chilled today.
We're very relaxed.
Chilling.
Chillaxing. I hate
this
that word.
this email starts off with, phew.
Phew. How do you spell that?
W-H-E-W. Oh. Phew. Hi, Chick, Jess, and Jason. I'm so excited for this day. Today is the day I'm finally allowed to email you. You see, I didn't start listening to the podcast until July 18th of this year. From the second podcast, I've wanted to email you, but decided I would not write until I listened to all the podcasts.
Oh, my God.
From the beginning, in order. That explains the phew.
Phew.
And how funny that I caught up at 69. That's 69 plus hours of podcast in less than 2 months, and I'm a full-time MBA student while also working full-time. I'm glad I started from the beginning. It was well worth it. There are a fuck ton of reasons why I love the podcast. It helps me get through Native American regalia sewing projects. What? It helps me get through my boring ass job. It's been my ride or die bitch on the countless hours I spent on the road between work and school.
I love ride or die. I like that term.
It takes me away from my life. I'm a lot like you, Chick, in that my life as an adult is greatly affected by the home life I had when I was young. I'm different that I don't hold resentment toward anyone or anything for it.
All right.
I just thought that this is life. Deal with it. My mom had a disease called alcoholism, and our life was a side effect of that disease. I hold nothing against my mother. Never have, never will. But I'm also different from you.
That makes one of us.
It really toughened me up to the point where I don't think it's okay to cry, especially in front of people. There are days when I want to cry to people, but instead I think, man up. Shit could be worse. I don't know anyone like that.
Me neither.
I admire you for being able to cry in front of people. Jesus. I wish I had the balls to do the same.
No, you don't.
I am like Jess in that I'm very independent and headstrong. Oh, and I say fuck a lot, probably more than her. I like Jess because she's a lot like me. I love independent women. I just wanted to say thank you for
all
doing
the
podcast.
Women. Throw your hands
you guys
up.
Are helping people in more ways than you could ever know. And since no. Jess doesn't like the chickmunks, I have a suggestion. How about the OTA holes?
I love it. That's perfect. The OTA holes.
You all three are fan-fucking-tastic. Keep up the good work. That's from Angie in Michigan.
Thanks, Angie.
Would you say you're fiercely independent about a lot of things, Jess?
Fiercely independent.
Can I answer this?
I don't. No, I don't think so. I think
Independent, yes.
Outwardly, yes. That would be the assumption. But if anybody knew how much my well-being relied on other people's moods and attitudes and stuff like that.
A la your sister giving you hell about listening to the podcast.
Right.
And Chick, your answer for Jess.
I'm not near as independent as people would assume, probably.
No, and to the point, if this is going to make any sense, she's so independent that it makes her mad when I do rely on anybody.
Someone. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, plus, and it's certainly not your fault, but in the past, the people you've relied on haven't really answered the bell all that often. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I guess.
That's
I
the
know.
Oldest
But my
thing
is that, yeah, that's a probably, that has a lot to do
We've
with
been
it.
Through that. Yeah,
the birth order and all that stuff, because there's a book called Birth Order, and there was a Time magazine about it a few years ago, and they basically say that, it's all the same, your first sibling, and they say that first siblings should marry first siblings, first siblings should marry other oldest children, you know what I mean? Mm. And then the second, but if there's a 5-year gap between kids, then the next kid becomes the oldest of or an only or whatever. If there's more than 5 years, the rules are thrown out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's why it's me and my brother and then my sister, who was 11 years after me, and then my other sister who lives with me is 15 years younger than me.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
All right then.
I don't know if that means whatever.
Woo.
This is an email about, it says OTA 68, Chick, Jess, and Mr. Jason of Beverly Hills. I have no idea why I get this reference, but I do. Team OTA, I just wanted to write to say how great I thought the Josh Arnold podcast was. I can honestly say I've enjoyed every podcast so far. For one simple reason is that they're real. I had an idea or image in my head of who Josh Arnold was based on who he was from the other show. And it was just amazing podcast because I can relate with Josh in so many ways. Thank you 3 times for reminding us that people with anxiety, depression, and other issues aren't alone as we sometimes feel like we are. I also really appreciated that you all pointed out that there's a difference between anxiety and depression and other issues. Mm-hmm. I have anxiety issues and some depression issues, and although I know there are two different things, they do sometimes occur at the same time. Yes, they do. I'm currently taking a driveabout, for lack of a better term, across the United States, just trying to fight my anxiety and find some passion for this place we inhabit. I am not having any back and forth contact with friends, family, or anything.
Wow.
But since I knew people would worry, I ended up writing a travel blog type thing so people who want to know that I'm okay have a means to check without me having to answer repeated questions. Anyway, thank you again for all you do. It's greatly appreciated and does mean something to some of us out there. Andrew.
That's nice.
Could you do that, Chick? Do a drive-about?
Take off? I could. I could in a second.
Absolutely.
I could.
You want to go right now?
I would. only because I know that I could, because I was on a medication once and the side effects were thoughts of suicide was one of the side effects.
Wow.
Yes. Come to find out, it's not always, the mind manifested differently in that I was trying to escape death. Like in my mind, I was preparing for my death.
As if death was imminent?
Yes. No, it was happening, and it was happening soon, and I had to be prepared.
And it was so real.
And it was so real that I laid out my kids' social security cards, mm-hmm. birth certificates, what they were going to wear to my funeral. I mean, mm-hmm. everything.
Mm-hmm.
So there were nights that I would do that. There are days that I would pack our bags and put me and the kids in the car and just drive mm-hmm. for just drive because I thought I was escaping death.
Hmm.
Unfortunately, it was under really crappy circumstances, but you keep a good attitude because you've got two kids in the back mm-hmm. of the car. And so I just always thought, wow, this would be fun if I didn't think that I was, you know, trying to outrun death.
I like the thought of this. But the circumstance is not so great.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I know that's weird that came up, but yeah, I thought.
Give me one day and I'll plan a 2-week trip.
Yeah.
I could do it.
Yeah. See, I don't want to plan. I just want to get and go.
Well, I mean, I would have a loose plan.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a loose plan. I mean, I can't just, I'm not just going to go which highway. I'm going to go on the third exit and mm-hmm. then go from there.
Andrew McCarthy was on Alec Baldwin's podcast.
Oh, yeah.
One episode.
Pretty in Pink.
He said, he's like a travel writer now.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Because he credited the quote to somebody, but I forget who it was, or maybe it's his quote. I'm not, but he said, everybody at some point should go away,
mm-hmm.
should stay a very long time
mm-hmm.
and be by themselves.
Mm-hmm. I'm for it. It's my 40s, man. I'm
and
ready.
He said that was, that really helped him. And he's married now and has a baby and goes and still gets away. Mm-hmm. He tries to, you know.
That's one of my biggest struggles is how insignificant we are.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm a big fan of space and, mm-hmm. you know, if it's a nice clear night, I look out and there's a lot of stuff out there.
Mm-hmm.
And this little spot of ours is very tiny.
Mm-hmm.
But within us, it's pretty big. You know,
totally
I'm a peck.
I need some dope right now.
No, I know. And I've never been high. Those are the things I think.
I've never been high.
I've never been high, but I've been drunk. I don't know if it's different or not. Is it different? I don't.
It's different for me. I'm a horrible. No one wants to smoke pot with me. I just throw up or fall asleep.
You know what? And this
is terrible.
And Jess,
if it's not water, you're pretty much throwing
yeah,
up. Yeah, right?
I have the stomach of a, I don't know.
A tiny little. Baby panda.
I guess.
I don't know what. But
yeah,
it's
I can't handle it.
And he's having trouble with his family. It said in this email. And
Andrew is.
Yeah, it's no secret that my childhood wasn't swell. But the thing that you learn eventually is that my mom was 17 when she had mm-hmm. me, and
as was
you
mine.
And I mm-hmm. have had this discussion. You get to a point where.
They did the best they can.
She did the best she could yeah. with what she had. They didn't mm-hmm. have very much money. My dad was 18 when I was born. I mean, it's mm-hmm. just,
yeah.
you know, and yeah, they, you know, it was loud and it got physical, but I mean, you know, you forgive them. You know, there's nothing you can either carry it around for the rest of your life.
Well, it's just like what we were talking about
before.
Or
until you're 53 or 54, or you can just get over it.
No, but like, yeah, you've been carrying it around for a long time, and the right. weight of that is probably
yeah.
a lot and carried into your other relationships.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Then. How do you feel? I mean, if I play the role of Dr. Will here, I mean, that's a very heartfelt letter.
He's very serious, and we're his friends. Evidently.
Yeah, and I mean, he's out there by himself, probably listening to podcasts, and you are making him feel better.
Well, it's not only me; it's you guys too. Well, I know. Yeah, I hope so. Yeah,
collectively, yes.
This is great. I've said this before, and
it's pretty cool.
I want to make this plain as day, especially at this moment in my life. I love the Bob and Tom Show. I love what we do. It's fun. I feel most mornings. That's what I was born to do. And I hope I collapse in this chair and they wheel me out to St. Vincent's or wherever. But this podcast, for a lot of reasons, is very near and dear to my heart, and I'm very proud of it. So there you go. Uh-oh, Dear Chick. Can you see that from over there, what that bold print says right above Dear Chick, right here?
Above where?
It says right there what that says. Can you see that? That far away?
Isaac's with Jason.
Issues with Jason. Dear Chick, I'm a longtime Bob and Tom listener. I've always thought you were very funny. I love your podcast and listen to every episode.
If this is going to shit on Jason, I don't want to hear it.
He's the one who gives me the emails.
I know, but I don't like it.
I've never really had much of a problem with Jason, but on a recent podcast, which featured Josh Arnold, you asked Jason if the opening music was Pearl Jam. It didn't sound like Pearl Jam, but I thought it was a valid question. Jason completely scoffed at the idea that he would be playing Pearl Jam on your podcast, which I thought was ridiculous. He acted as if you asked if the music was Ace of Base or something. I saw the sign.
It opened up my eyes.
What a dick.
That's
from Nick. Now, there's no need to dissolve into name calling. You don't like Pearl Jam.
Is that the
Nick we know? It wasn't that. I think I jumped on you as in, I'm not going to play Pearl Jam.
We can't play Pearl Jam.
I mean, we should be playing Mike Doty.
No, Mike's going to be on the show. It's going to be cool. We're going to be best friends, and Mike and I are going to lunch. I guess
you make me so uncomfortable when you do that.
Why?
Because stop doing that with people. Yeah. Yes, expectations.
Making them my best
friend?
Stop.
No expectations. My brother and I just had this conversation this morning. He was like, I have to practice not expecting anything. And I was like, what? Can you write down some of the exercises that practice?
You're going to pass them on to me? Or
no, I need them. I expect a lot.
I
expect you to put your dishes in the fucking dishwasher after you. Sorry.
Did you tell him that?
No, I didn't.
Does he listen to our podcast?
No.
Why doesn't he?
No.
Does he want to come in and play guitar one time?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
See, if you don't have expectations, then what are you reaching for? Where's your path?
I know expectations for yourself, I think, are fine. Expectations from other people are not okay.
Yeah.
That's my thing. My aunt always said, think the worst and then you'll never be disappointed. That's terrible advice.
See, I'm thinking the worst all the time?
Yeah. No. And then what? And then that puts you in a mood.
Mm-hmm. A mood. Expect the best, prepare for the worst?
I like that better.
That's better. That's a better slant on it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Chick, Jess, and Jason. I never thought I would get into a podcast since I thought, why would I want to listen to people speak? Testing. However, I work at a job where I'm at a computer many hours a day. Your podcast can be a savior for me some days. It's like being able to eavesdrop on a group of people who are having a good time. Are we having a good time?
Yeah, we're chilling, having a good time.
It's so quiet.
It does seem quieter today than
now. Well, there's not a fourth voice.
No.
It's weird. We should call somebody and hang up. You want to do that? What was your favorite calling and hanging up? Would you call people and hang up? You and the girls get together on a sleepover?
I was on the tail end of being able to do that. A, nobody does that. B,
the thing is that
I'm going to say caller ID started when I was in middle school.
Yeah, that's true. The crank call is gone, huh?
Yeah, that was gone. And then when we discovered *69, which we'll put...
Does that still even work on cell phones?
I don't know. We should try it.
I don't think it does.
I'm going to call you.
Call me *69 and then call me and I'll see if your number comes up.
Okay. So is it *69? There's *67. There's *69.
Jason, which is it that...
When you call somebody,
they can't tell the number that you're dialing for.
*69, and then I dial your number?
Well, let's try both of them.
I thought *69 brought it back. *70.
Hey, sorry.
No numbers. No phone numbers of Chick on the air, please. Huh?
What the hell's wrong with you? Okay, I'm calling you.
Okay. There's $10 in the cash call. Let's take this next call. Nothing's happening.
Oh, my headphones are on. I can't
hear. The number you've reached. Has my phone been disconnected?
Hold on. Oh, she just, something happened and then she hung up on me.
What?
You know, it wasn't a person, you know.
No, it was a lady talking.
So if you call, if
I'm
you
doing
put
it again.
*67 and then call my number, it won't go through, maybe. Maybe that's it.
Cannot be completed as dialed.
Yeah.
Please check the number. And
yeah.
Well, there you go.
Maybe *69 doesn't work
Apparently
anymore.
That doesn't work anymore. We'll cover
it. Oh, my
that.
God.
Headache?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Your podcast could be a savior. I have some suggestions, but I will suggest something selfish. How about having a listener as a guest?
Stop saying that.
Huh? Huh?
Stop. Well, that is weird. What if we called you and said, hey, how about your favorite podcast come over to your house? Stop inviting yourself. That's rude.
We I think he mentioned it a while back.
Oh.
So once he says it.
It's out there.
It's out there.
You guys got it, this next one says, from Daniel. I can't tell how much I can't tell you how much I appreciate your podcast. I commute 3.5 hours to work from Springfield, Missouri to St. Louis, Missouri. Why would you do that? Get a house in St. Louis. You guys get me there and back with a smile on my face, no matter how shitty my day or work has been. I'm trying to bring back the word or
shittily.
Incorporate the word shittily. Shitty is an adverb.
Shittily.
He walked shittily. Something like that.
Who walks shittily? Somebody with shitty pants?
You talk shittily.
You talk shittily, yeah.
He ran shittily toward first base.
I think
base.
That you... That's,
shittily is a good word.
I think you said that in an argument once.
Did,
shittily.
Did you combine that with Italy?
Shittily?
Like, you know...
No, that kind of sounds...
No, it's doing something in a shitty manner. Shittily.
Well, then you just said it then.
Shittily.
So I should use shitty manner instead of shittily? Well,
shitty, yeah.
Just be shitty.
He walked shitty.
He
See,
walked
that's
shitty.
Not that's not right.
Shittily, no, you just
yeah,
think
you
he thinks shittily sounds
shittily
more
sounds
intelligent
better.
Than shitty.
Hey, anybody want to play shittily winks?
Shittily winks. What is that? Is that with sticks and balls?
That'd be messy, wouldn't it?
That would be messy.
Just leave my balls out of this.
Shittily. What is it?
You guys,
what's the real game?
How many ball references do we have so far with him?
Lots.
His bowls.
His bowls.
He's listened to a lot of podcasts, and they lack the personal feeling and emotion of our podcast.
That's very nice.
What the fuck do you think of that, huh? I told you.
Do we have any emails with questions?
If you guys are in St. Louis and get bored, give me a call. He gives his number.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Aww.
The other guy gave his number, too.
I bet he'd have questions if we called him.
No, I don't think
so. This other guy's here.
In Indiana?
Yeah.
You guys, this is awful.
What, the whole podcast?
Yes.
You don't like any of this right now?
No.
I never thought I would get into a podcast since I thought, why would I want to listen to people speak? Wait a minute. This is the same letter I just read.
That one. In my armpits. I
Is that what
deodorant.
That smell is?
Probably.
Is this some sort of organic deodorant
no,
you're working
it's
on?
Not. It's men's deodorant because I have an issue. And I...
You bought men's deodorant?
Yeah, men's.
Because he sweats like a man.
Because I sweat like a man.
What kind of men's deodorant? Is it
Degree?
Mitchum?
No. Fuck no. Mitchum. Stop with the Mitchum. That stuff's Mitchum. Wet. You have
you can,
to like...
You can skip it.
Get an economy fan to blow your pits out after you put that on. It doesn't dry. It's not good.
This guy likes the podcast. Been listening to me on the Bob and Tom Show for years. But the podcast, he says, is out of control. It's funny and happy and sad and honest and ridiculous and insightful.
Welcome to our lives.
All in 1 hour at a time. It's amazing. Anyway, a few podcasts ago, you mentioned the possibility of having a listener as a guest.
Motherfucker.
Did you plan?
I hate you guys.
Did you plan this?
I hate you.
She's pushed her mic away. We could talk about whatever you want, religion or politics, or we could get some tears going for a Chick McGee sadcast.
You got a guitar?
He's a videographer for a fitness company in Louisville, so
Ooh.
We can discuss.
Can I make my own fitness video?
Oh, now she's a fan.
No, not really.
I'm a videographer for a fitness company in Louisville, so we could discuss your documentary aspirations or fitness regimens. Mm. Or we could just talk about Seinfeld and The Simpsons. Plus, he's just a short drive away. That's true.
I wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons.
This guy says he's not a psychopath. Well, you're bringing it up, it kind of makes you seem like a psychopath.
That's what they all say.
Okay. A psychopath's not going to tell you, hey, I'm a psychopath. Are they? No.
Can we get OTA mic flags?
Yes, and we'll put them here in the studio and see what happens.
I'd love to.
You come in one more.
We're going to get stickers, right?
We're getting stickers. We're getting hats.
We can do that sticker that you want, the OTA, mm-hmm, the white round sticker says OTA, and then we could put holes really small at the bottom, OTA holes. Mm. I like OTA holes. I just like A holes.
You know, I think I kind of do too.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
I like A.
Well, at least I got one good email out of this whole bunch.
It's not your fault. Don't take it personally.
The chunk monks, the chick monks, what was it?
Chunk monks. That's a Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Is it really?
Chunky monkey.
Monkey.
Chick's new dog's
My
name is
Monkey. My puppy dog's Monkey.
Does it know that?
Have you introduced it to its name?
No, not yet.
Monkey. How old is your
can't
dog?
Can't you just hear?
Right now, as we're recording
in the other room.
Monkey!
He said Mrs. Monkey the other day, and I was like, what are you talking about?
Mrs. Monkey.
I don't like it.
What
would you name the dog?
You know what I would name the dog?
Leonard or something.
Debbie.
I forgot about Debbie.
Mm-hmm. That's what you're supposed to name your dog.
Debbie?
Debbie.
I don't like Debbie like I like Monkey. Mm.
It's your dog.
I think he's married.
You know what?
Monkey.
Hey, yeah. Hey, here's one of the upsides to us being broke up. You can name your dog whatever the fuck you want.
But I remember Debbie.
Yeah.
Are you going to name your Yorkie
Debbie? I want a teacup Yorkie.
Don't They're say cute. That. Yeah. See, now, you know what? Next show, there's going to be 20 emails.
Good. Then I can get an email that I want to fucking hear.
We're full swing into farming season. This next email starts. You like farming?
I have a farm behind my house.
I have had time to get caught up on your podcast. I couldn't help but notice in the last few, there was a lot of talk about farming.
We were?
Looking forward, I think you should consider having a farmer on the podcast.
Kidding me.
Everybody wants to be on our podcast.
You know what? I think that if we're going to have people, listeners on the podcast, we need to do your rainbow barbecue.
See, this is one of those ideas we start talking about and then nothing ever happens. And it really irritates me because I start to expect that it's going to happen and it never
does. And you expect Jason to do it.
What do you want me to do? I'm willing to do whatever it takes for this podcast. You know that.
Who is your rainbow?
I don't have anybody in the rainbow yet.
No, because you hang out with four white guys all the time.
Okay, what's the difference between us calling them and picking who we want to call versus a Twitter house party when two out of the three people have called before?
Do you want to call one of these people that we have the email?
I think
call them. They're probably at work. People have jobs.
We have jobs.
Which one would you tolerate talking to?
The farmer?
The farmer.
The guitar player?
Because he's probably in the field. He probably isn't going to answer.
Yeah, probably today, depending on where he is.
Knowing him, he might have a phone in tractor.
Yeah, like people have them in their toilets. They can have.
I don't know where he's from.
Okay, you guys, did anybody see on my Instagram? My little sister.
That was hilarious.
Jen, text me.
I don't know how to read. I don't think you can re-Instagram.
No, I don't think so. But
I would have.
You would have. She texted me from the bathroom.
Hilarious.
Downstairs bathroom. I'm 20 feet away from her in the other room. Mm-hmm. And she texted me, there's no TP in here. Sad face. I'm so lonely.
Craig.
I'm so lonely.
Craig?
Yeah.
Craig, Chick McGee, Jess, and Jason from the Off the Air podcast. How are you, sir?
I'm real well. Yourself?
Oh, not too bad. Are you out in the field?
We are.
I told you.
Just got back from our elevator. We had a little problem, so I had to run up there real quick.
So are you, you're in Illinois, is that right?
We're in central Illinois. We're about 15 miles south of Decatur.
Beautiful country. I've been to Decatur. We've done a comedy
show. We've done
shows
in Decatur.
Were you at any of the comedy shows?
I was. I saw you and, I think it was Zaney and Drew Hastings and Uncle Larry Reed.
It's been a good little while.
Oh,
yeah.
That sounds like a good show.
We've been to a couple. Tim Wilson was through town a while back on some Valentine's Day deal, and we went up and saw him.
Well, nothing says love like Tim Wilson. Mm-hmm. I've always said
very
that.
True.
Craig, it says here that you could give us the real scoop about raising chickens, goats, and crops.
You can?
Well, we've had a little experience in all of those.
Mm-hmm. So. What's your main cash crop right now?
We're mainly corn and soybeans.
Corn and soybeans, yeah. They can make a lot of stuff out of soybeans, can't they?
Now, I'm curious, Craig, Jason here. I've heard that the equipment is so automated now that it's mostly GPS, you just hit the button and go? Is it really that simple?
It is. I mean, I'll say for the most part. I mean, for somebody to just get in and take off, I mean, they'll have to have a little training. But
sure.
Once you get everything set, yeah, I mean, it is kind of as simple as just pushing a button.
So do you come from a whole family of farmers, or are you the first farmer in your family? Or?
I am. I kind of married in by luck, I guess. My wife's family's a fifth generation farm, and I worked for a few different companies before we got married, and then had an opportunity to come and farm.
Uh-huh.
And,
now, what's that noise in the background? It sounds like a calliope at a circus. What's going on?
I just got out of a semi and into the combine.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Listen to this guy. Like, it's no big deal. Feeding America, talking to us.
Yeah.
Isn't farming can be incredibly dangerous at some point?
It can be, but a lot of times common sense and patience will save you from a lot of...
Among the many reasons I'm not a farmer, mm-hmm. I don't have any common sense. Mm-hmm. I'd put my hand anywhere.
See, I was thinking you don't have any patience more than common
no
sense.
No patience, no common sense. Yeah.
I think I would want to be a farmer.
You'd want to get up early in the morning?
I love getting up early. I love being up
what's
early.
What's a typical day?
Well, right now with harvest, I usually try to get to farm by 6:30. We have a central office that we work out of. And so usually try to get there between 6:30 and 7, and last night it was 10:30 when I got home.
Mm-hmm.
Probably used to.
Wow, that's really?
Crazy. Pretty common this time of year.
So after harvest, what is your winter like?
Well, we do a lot of our own application stuff ourselves.
Yeah.
So we'll spend a lot of the winter spreading fertilizer.
Yeah.
And we don't work as long hours in the winter, but
right.
I mean, I typically figure I'm usually, unless the kids have some sort of event, not home before 6 o'clock.
Hmm.
So 7 to 6, pretty much, pretty common.
You guys do some no-till drill out there, do you?
What's that?
We have done no-till in the past. We have some ground that we're limited on what kind of tillage we can do.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. And but most of ours is considered conventional tillage.
Okay.
How many acres do you guys have?
We like to answer that as enough to stay busy.
Okay.
All year round.
I totally understand, because when people ask us how many listeners we have our listeners.
We're very happy
with all of our listeners.
We love our listeners.
We love our listeners.
We are, I guess you could say, we are a true, you know, everybody makes a big deal out of the family farm part
right.
of it.
Yeah.
Because everybody thinks the corporations run agriculture, and I mean, it's not that way. I mean, I would say we are larger than some of our neighbors, but I mean, it's still, you know, it's a family deal. I mean, myself, my brother-in-law, and my father-in-law are the three main ones, and we've got, at this time of year, there's probably 7 or 8 guys on the payroll.
Wow.
Full-time, and we maintain 5 throughout the year-round.
So do you have an iPhone or something you listen to the podcast on while you're out in the fields? How's that work?
I usually download it to my iPad. I've got a RAM mount stuck to the window with a holder. Because a lot of our stuff runs through the iPad.
Ah, okay.
John Deere has a lot of different apps.
Right.
So it's pretty easy. Can you bear with me just for 1 second while
yeah.
I turn my headset?
Yeah.
Well, I guess, Paul.
It's Craig.
Craig.
I hope he didn't have his headset on.
Did you ask about chickens, Jess?
No.
Okay.
You're not gonna. You can't have.
No,
chickens.
I just feel. I feel like I'm like. Mm, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I apologize.
No,
it's okay. I called you Paul. It's fine. We're all forgiving each other, Craig.
I mean, technology is just really surrounds us. I mean, we have the autosteer, you know, everything's GPS controlled. iPads run a lot of everything. We can track all of our equipment with our iPhone. to see where foot trackers are at.
Wow. So you're a modern family farm.
We are. We run a lot of new equipment. Just because breakdowns really, really set us back. I mean, if we're down for 2 days, I mean, we only have a window of 60 days to harvest things. If we miss it,
that's it.
You know, that's lost. That's money lost.
Right. Sure.
You know what? I think that they, of all the stupid ass shows that they have on TV, why don't they have, I would watch a reality TV show about a family farm.
About a family farm.
Wouldn't you?
Sure, I would. Heck yeah.
They had one not too long ago, but I'll be honest, I never got to see it.
Oh. Yeah. I watched Sister Wives this weekend.
Was it a marathon?
Yes. It was awful.
It was a Sister Wife marathon. Do you think you'd ever have more than one wife?
Hell no.
No, I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
What's one of your favorite podcasts recently, Craig?
Well, I actually just got caught back up. Larry Reed is one of my favorites. He always has been. I enjoy him when he's on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Pardo was, you know, it's been a while, but, you know, I've always enjoyed him. As probably Larry Reed and Drew Hastings. And Pardo are probably some of my favorite.
Agreed.
How you feel about Greg Warren?
Greg Warren.
There we go.
Well done.
Well, thank you, Craig, for emailing us and talking with us today, taking some time out of your busy schedule.
Yeah, it's you know, the livestock part of it that brings a lot of the humor. I enjoyed your Indiana State Fair show. Our family's been over there. My wife and I have been over there and shown at the Indiana State Fair.
Right.
So it's I'm familiar with it.
Hey, don't you have your own state fair?
We do, and we show it in as well. Which we've had our ups and downs there, and it's worked out well some years and some years past.
I didn't know you could cross state lines.
Yeah, you have to have certificate of veterinary inspection and
wow. Holy moly.
Wow.
Okay.
It's kind of a hassle, but it's a lot of fun. It's something our family does, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Meet a lot of people.
Uh oh, something's beeping. Okay.
Well, thank you, Craig, for all you do.
Well, thanks for having me on, and keep up the good work.
All right.
Be safe out there. Thanks,
have a good
Craig.
Day. Be safe. Yep.
It's fast. If you need anything else,
feel free to
call me.
Okay.
We'll do it. We got your number.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Greg.
Well, that was very good. He had no idea we were calling. He
didn't sound surprised at all. I was like, is he even smiling?
Did you call him beforehand?
No, I did not.
I didn't even know if he was excited to hear from
him. I don't think I answered the phone.
Well, you think I called all these people and said, hey, we might call you?
Well, I've always said this.
I'm all about genuine very response.
I get to go to the farm this weekend.
Going to go to the farm?
Going to Hooker Farms.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, is there anything, what's growing out there?
Well, it's a first birthday party. So.
Oh, okay. I got you.
But they've got all kinds of land in Henry County.
Cows and chickens and?
No animals. No animals.
Just farms.
Just farms.
No animals, just the kids.
Right.
There you go. I don't know if I could be a farmer. Do you guys think you could be a farmer?
I know I could do it. I think I'd be a farmer or a carpenter. For someone who has never had a job in manual labor, I think I'd be really good at those two things.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, yeah, if I had to, yeah.
Well, you started. Suck at music today.
I know what I do. I'm really doing poorly.
Motherfucker. I don't even feel like I've said fuck enough today. This podcast is shit. God damn it.
Is it turned up?
I shouldn't say GD, sorry. Well, I know there's a lot of people against that.
I'm against that, actually. I don't say it anymore.
Really?
You're damn right.
I have a hard time even saying GD.
GD? Yeah, I know I shouldn't say it.
Thank you, Jess. Evidently, we're going to get on the OTA farm. We're going to start farming. We're going to plant in the spring. How about that?
We're going to have ATO holes. What is it?
It's OTA holes.
OTA holes. We'll get a booth at the farmer's market. We'll sell stuff.
Sell squash.
Squash? Nobody buys squash.
Squash is a cash crop.
Just for looking. It's for looks.
Thank you, Jess.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jason.
Bet you, sir.
Go back to the website, chickweegee.com, and grab a brand new OTA t-shirt.
While they last.
You grab a t-shirt.
They're flying off the shelves, and look for the hats and the stickers. And call Mike Doty if you know him.
Stop.
Good night, everybody!